little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January the 11th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have one early change, actually late from yesterday change. Paul Strelo, his family is ill. They've got the flu in their household, man. Paul's got a bunch of kids, a nice wife and all that. So, man, I hate that. I hope nobody's really, really, really bad. But he's playing doctor and nurse this morning. He's going to have to nurse his family back to health, so he won't be with us this morning. But we'll still talk some recruiting in that 8:05 time slot, give you an idea of where things stand and latest notes, according to Paul and some other sources out there. We're going to talk about the NFL news from the juniors last night. Clemson against Mitch Hyatt, a two-time All-ACC, and the ACC's Jacobs Blocking Trophy Award winner last year. He's coming back to school. And if things go the way we think it can go, he'll be the first three-time All-ACC offensive lineman in Clemson history if he plays well again next year. Deion Kane, no surprise, leaving to the NFL. Not sure that's a blessing in disguise for Clemson football. I'll tell you about it. Well, I wish him all the luck in the world. We'll tell you about that coming up. And really what that means to recruiting of Justin Ross coming up. The 9 early enrollees at Clemson took part in class yesterday for the first time. We'll tell you who those guys are and what is expected of that. Clemson basketball tonight, Tigers at NC State, 9 o'clock. Now, women's game first, and then the men's game, they'll join it right at 9 o'clock tonight. We'll get into that a little bit. I have thoughts about the PGA Tour. They're back in Hawaii starting today. I have thoughts about college basketball from last night. Top 10 matchup. Top-ranked Villanova beat 10th-ranked Xavier 89-65. Boy, Jay Wright's club's really got it going in this season. Michigan State rebounds. They beat Rutgers 76-72. 4th-ranked Sparty wins. 7th-ranked Duke goes on the road and destroys Pittsburgh last night, 87-52. Josh Williams, J-Dub, our contributor on Friday, says, man, it is clear Pittsburgh's by far the worst team in the league. And you can go ahead and chalk up a win against Pittsburgh when Clemson hosts them later in this season. Thriller out in Austin, Texas last night. Texas beats 16th-ranked TCU 99-98 in double overtime. We had Louisville going to Florida State and beating the 23rd-ranked Seminoles 73-69. Great win there. As far as the ACC is concerned, there were two other games involving teams not ranked at this point. Georgia Tech hands Notre Dame their first conference loss. Georgia Tech wins 60-53. Virginia Tech beats Wake Forest in Winston-Salem in the Lawrence Joel Coliseum, 83-75. I always like going up there and seeing Lawrence Joel. Been in there for a game or two and seeing, thinking about Lawrence Joel, the Congressional Medal of Honor winner up at the little known fact there, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, but Wake Forest loses at home. SEC last night, Florida gets a nice win against Mississippi State at home, 71-54. Georgia loses at Missouri, 68-56. And LSU goes on the road, gets a nice win against Arkansas, 75-54. At stake tonight for Clemson in the ACC, now that Notre Dame has a loss, Clemson's one of two teams in the ACC still undefeated. Virginia is the other one. So the Tigers trying to get to 4-0 and tie Virginia atop of the ACC standings and get to 15-1. NC State comes in 1-2 in the league. Their one win is a very impressive win against Duke at home. And the Wolfpack 11-5. If you remember, this is a rare rematch. These two teams played each other just two short weeks ago, and it was Clemson just throttling NC State. 78-62, and Little John, we'll see if the story is different coming up tonight. I want to talk about some of the NFL things. North Turner, maybe to the Panthers as their offensive coordinator. Speaking of offensive coordinator, Steve Ensminger is confirmed. He's LSU's offensive coordinator. That's hard to believe to me. Some thoughts about the NFL playoffs, some college football odds as well. I have a thought about Clemson and wide receiver U. We'll get to that. More juniors going pro and more staying besides the Clemson guys. LSU's running back Geis is leaving. Alabama's Daron Payne and Bo Scarborough leaving. Damian Harris comes back down at Alabama. The Gamecocks get a strange story. Brian Bowen, the kid that was accused of getting six figures from Adidas in Louisville and was ruled ineligible recently at Louisville. He's going to enroll at South Carolina. So a five-star basketball player is going to enroll at South Carolina and won't be eligible until next year, but next basketball season right now. But kind of a great get for South Carolina. Something kind of falls in their lap, and we'll give you more details of how all of that worked out. And finally, something I'll ask Zach about coming up. A little rumors about Nick Saban going to the New York Giants. Zach's eyes kind of getting a little perky over there. We'll talk to him now about that. The producer of the show, the engineer, the oar that stirs the pot, El Capitan, the captain of the ship, Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter. Number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Warren, Mr. Plyler, how are you?
I'm great. Saban to the Giants?
Yeah, Saban's been flirting with that job for years now.
Think he takes it?
He asked for it the last time it was open.
And he didn't get it?
His wife said no.
Oh, really?
And the Giants gave him until the morning to decide, and his wife nixed it. Mm. So it's
see who wears the pants in that family.
Yeah, it's a crazy rumor, but it's not as much of a rumor as people want to think it is.
Mm.
He very much covets that job.
So we'll see, man. You think he could eat? I mean, give me some odds.
I'd rather cut my hand off.
Really?
Than watch Nick Saban be the coach of the Giants.
Really? Yeah. See, I thought you'd take it and love it.
No. I'd rather Bill Belichick be the coach of the Giants before I'd like to see Saban roaming the sidelines of the Meadowlands.
Two great personalities there, boy. That'd be a lot of fun watching both those two barrel full of monkeys.
Mm-mm-mm.
But you win football games, right? I don't know, man. Saban didn't win with the Dolphins.
He did not. But
I should think about Nick.
Pete Carroll wasn't super successful in his first stint in the NFL either.
That's true. I saw a great tweet the other day. I think we even read it on the air. It said, no, I didn't read it on the air. It was a great tweet. It said, man, if only the Cleveland, no, it said, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, man, they're so awesome. If only the Cleveland Browns could get those guys on the staff at the same time. Oh, wait. Isn't that crazy, man, to think about? How you doing over there?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
What's going on in your world? It sure is lonesome in mine. Now, what's going on in your world?
Not too much. Not too much at all. Just getting ready for today's big day of broadcasting.
Yeah, you got women's basketball. What time?
6:30. Or 6:45, excuse me.
They're in Chapel Hill.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And then you got men's basketball.
9:00.
What happens when women's basketball goes into overtime and it goes like 9:05?
I assume we'll stay with the women's game and join the men's game in progress.
Really?
You leave a live broadcast?
Women's basketball you do.
Ouch.
I'm sorry. I mean, Quark and Kelly, and I'm sorry you leave that for men's basketball.
I don't know the call for that. That would be above my pay grade.
No, I think for sure.
But I assume we're going to stay with it.
What'd you do yesterday?
Just hung out.
Just chilled.
Just chilled.
Yeah.
Just chilled.
You hung out with the dog because he didn't make your head hurt like the last hour I showed yesterday.
No, he didn't, and it was lovely.
I got so frustrated yesterday.
We took a nice little walk. I gave him a bone when we got back. It was great.
I'm glad to see that. I got so frustrated yesterday.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, it's okay. man, it was just with the last hour of the show and not knowing answers. I'm the kind of guy, man, I want to know definitive answers. And when there's no answers, can't stand it. It bothers me.
Did you go to your lunch spot and try to dig up some answers?
I did not.
Yesterday?
I played golf yesterday. Shot the highest round I shot in 10 years yesterday.
Ouch.
Couldn't, man, just looked like Ray Charles blind seeing eye dog. Couldn't hit it in the ocean yesterday. Hey, but it was a nice day, nice company. Hey, speaking of which, I understand, speaking of Ray Charles, I understand we have new bumper music. Is that going to today?
We have a couple new ones today, but we are going to have a lot more new ones in the next couple of days.
You're taking requests.
Yeah, I figured I'd open it up to people, see if we had any good ones. And we had a couple decent ones. So.
How many new ones do we have today?
We have 5 new ones today.
Oh, and who selected those?
That was your boy Lee. So
he asked me. There's one really, really good one.
I don't know what's in here.
I don't want to ruin it for everybody. Yeah, I can do it. The one where, remember at Chateau Alain where the girl tries to crush the grapes and falls down and goes, can't breathe?
Mm-hmm.
The one, remember when Family Guy made fun of it? And Stewie's going, can't breathe. That was one of them. I don't know what song it is, but that's a great rejoin. So I can't wait for that. We'll That'll see. Be good. Clemson needs to win tonight. Tigers a favorite tonight. I think like a 4
on the road.
Yeah, 4-point favorite on the road. Let me make sure of that. I don't want to mislead you.
Well, you're a ranked ball club. You should be a favorite.
ACC. No. I would say, it's a pretty good matchup for Clemson. NC State's going to press you. And quite frankly, I like it when teams press this Clemson ball club. They've got good ball handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't turn it over a whole lot. So, yeah, I like the matchup. Now, going on the road is always difficult. But, yeah, Tigers a 4-point favorite tonight in Raleigh.
Well, listen, they got up there yesterday. They were supposed to travel the same day. They're supposed to travel today and then travel back tonight.
Really?
And those plans were changed, and they left yesterday instead.
Why did they travel the same day?
I don't know. I'm glad they didn't, because that would have felt rushed. And
yeah,
I'm glad they got up there, got a good night's sleep. Probably get up this morning, do a little walkthrough, and get ready to go.
We normally have Brad Brunell at 8:25 on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
I did not contact him on purpose yesterday, because I knew they were flying out, one thing. And then the second part of it was, man, well, on game day, I'm not sure he needs to be doing the show. So I didn't press it. And then hopefully we'll get him on. He might call in today on his own. That's fine. If not, I figured I'll send a tweet out tonight, especially if they win. But them getting home, they'll be home about 2:30 in the morning. So maybe we'll get him on early tomorrow morning, previewing the short turnaround, 3:00 Saturday against Miami.
I'm sure he's going to be loving that.
Well, I think he likes me, man. We get along well. So
no,
hopefully
there'll
be some personal
you.
Favors in there.
It's the 3:00 against Saturday.
Hey,
all right, Saturday against Miami.
Man, they got to get up and get it going. I don't like the Thursday-Saturday thing.
Thursday at 9 o'clock and then going on Saturday?
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not right, man. Maybe they just play like 2 in the morning Thursday and get back here at Clemson. That'd be just about the same there through all that. I just looked it up on the Saban stuff. And I got a question to you. I was like, what happened with the Dolphins?
What happened with the Dolphins?
9-7 and 6-10.
I don't know. Didn't have a quarterback?
Maybe. Finished 4th in the East. AFC East the second year. Second to first year. Just didn't work out, did it? You know, he was... People forget he was head coach of Toledo for a year with 9-2. I told you, man, that Michigan State stuff, it wasn't great there. 6-5-1, 6-6, 7-5, 6-6, 9-2. I mean, it wasn't like, boy, we really lit it up. Even at LSU. He had the national championship in 2003. We got there in 2000. 8-4, 10-3, 8-5, 13-1 national championship, 9-3. Didn't really light up. Then Alabama.
Winning seasons every time, season he was there?
No, because they went, the first year they went 5-7, 5-6, 6-7 or something. The reason they got, I'm sorry, 6-6. And then they lost the bowl game. No, they won the bowl. They went 7-6 first year. But they had to forfeit 5 of the wins. So they actually went 2-6 because of the, NCAA stuff.
They won 7 games.
Yeah, but 7-6. So anyway, from 2008 on, that was it. Tay Cody comes in, Julio Jones comes in, and that's it. And they've turned around and been great ever since. 12-2, 14-0, 10-3, 12-1, 13-1, 11-2, 12-2, 14-1, 14-1, 13-1. But what happened those first, really, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, first 12 years he's a head coach. And actually, with the Dolphins too, first 14 years he's a head coach. Was he great? Let me add up these records for you, buddy.
He's not bad now. Like, I don't understand the knocking here.
He's not bad now. He's great now.
So he's figured it out, obviously.
He's the greatest college football coach ever. Did he figure it out? Did he get in a good situation? I don't know. Let me add these up and see what this all looks like here. I'm just saying that it helps to have great players, and obviously he didn't have those at Toledo. I guess he had good ones compared to competition. But at Michigan State and LSU, he had some, I guess, different ones. I guess. I don't know. Before he took the Alabama job, all right, he was 106 and 59 with one tie. I guess that's pretty good. Now, at Alabama, he is 127 and 20. So, obviously, he's turned things around in his career, obviously.
That's decent, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's very, 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 very good. But was he a genius at LSU, Michigan State, Toledo, Miami?
No, I mean, you got one title out of that.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting stuff. All right, let me tell you about Roosters. We'll open up phone lines, texts, and tweets when we come back. Got a lot to get into today. I'm just a little surprised, by the way, that you're not, like, crazy about Nick Saban as New York Giants coach.
No, I'm not.
Why? Tell me why.
I'm just not. You've mentioned his previous NFL experience. It's worrisome.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's, you know, Satan. I don't want him.
Nick Satan. Friends, America's Barbershops, they were the American cultural icon before the late 60s, where we all of a sudden decided to go to the salon type setting. And now we're coming back to the great barbershop again. Let the ladies over at Roosters take care of you. Treat yourself. Do yourself a favor. Get that classic straight razor shave. Get that hot towel treatment. Get that great extra touch. Look, if you don't want the full service, they've got a quick express deal. Get you in and out too. But Meredith and I had a long conversation about hair last night. And who has good hair and who has bad hair. And why I have bad hair and I'm jealous of people who have good hair. Anyway. You need Roosters in your life. They're off of Pelham Road in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com, 884-8920, 884-8920. We'll take a break, come back. When we do, we'll open up phone lines. That Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The Healthcare text line, 986-1566. Our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler. And at Mr. Orr 24, short break, more of the Thursday show right after this.
If you and Santa need a little help this holiday season, check out State Credit Union's Holiday Loan. You may borrow up to $2,500, and it's super fast and easy to apply online. Visit State Credit Union online at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Offer valid through January 31st, 2018. Approval subject to credit worthiness, rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. State Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show.
Presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family, kids 12 and under, get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show.
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day, Friday and Saturday. Like coats for her and for him, under $100. Save 70% on clearance fine jewelry. Take 50 to 60% off men's suits, dress shirts, sweaters, and more. Sheets and pillows, free after $15 mail-in rebate. Plus take 30%, plus an extra 15% off small home appliances at Macy's one-day sale. And Plenty members, don't forget to maximize your savings by using at least 200 Plenty points at checkout. Terms apply. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do.
That's my buddy. That's the guy I hang out with, and we kick it in my backyard back there on my deck. We barbecue.
You kick it?
Yeah, me and Fitty. You know what we do?
What's that?
Get together and watch Yankee games.
Mm.
He really comes over like when I have a bad back. You know why?
Why is that?
Both walk with a limp.
Come on, man.
We both have street cred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. He calls me MP. I call him Fitty. What is it with the hip-hop deal? Like, you can't call them... They have to change their names all the time.
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong guy.
Wasn't he 50 Cent?
50 Cent?
Yes.
No, I think he's just 50 Cent.
But now it's not even 50 Cent. Now it's 50.
You know what? I don't know. You'd have to ask the gentleman himself. I also don't know his actual name.
It's something pretty common.
Like, gun to my head, you're going to have to pull the trigger because I can't figure it out.
If you pull the trigger, then you have street cred.
There you go.
Then you might walk with a limp.
I might.
Been shot. How many times has a guy been shot?
I don't know.
You're not a big 50 Cent fan, huh?
No.
I like the guy. I'll give you his name here, coming up in a minute. I like the guy. I think he's talented. I'm kind of into it. Curtis Jackson's his name.
Ah.
Yep. Anything funnier than Fitty throwing the first pitch?
Oh, it's terrible, wasn't terrible. It? Oh, it's terrible.
I would say this. He's the worst first pitch ever. If you haven't seen it, it's easy. Just Google it. I wish we were doing a TV show right now. The only time I ever wish I was on TV. Just so I could have you showing this 1,000 times a day. Even if you have seen it, you just need to Google 50 Cent first pitch, just to remind yourself of it, how it's the worst. Do it right now, Zach, for you.
I've seen it multiple times.
Do it again. So it's
not good.
It's the worst ever, man. The absolute worst ever. Now, I like the guy. We're both Yankee fans, so good stuff there. Let me tell you about my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist and what they do and how they do it. And I was in my garage yesterday for a little bit. And I had I don't want to say a foreign substance. I don't know what it was in the floor. All right. have dogs in there, park cars in there every once in a while to get stuff in there. But there was a liquid on the floor that I wasn't really sure what it was. It would have been a stain had I had a concrete floor. Instead, I went in, wiped it up. It had a little exterior, little circle on it. I just went in and got this lemon fresh Mr. Clean stuff, whatever, sprayed it down there, took a little paper towel, wiped it up, clean as a whistle now. I love my garage floor. Yours can look great too. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's a no obligation phone call. You're going to absolutely love it. It's my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. All right. Let's get to phone calls, text, and tweets. I have to do a better job with Twitter today. Tweet at us. If it's show worthy, we'll put it on the air. Remember, on our Health Air text line, 986-1566, you need to tell us your name and where you're texting from. And then on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Mitch Hyatt coming back, Deion Kane leaving. We'll talk about that in today's show, obviously. Delvin's in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing this morning?
Man, we are great. Very blessed.
Yeah, talk about Mitch Hyatt staying, man. Clemson had an offensive line sitting there. Shit. I think you're talking about Deion Kane. I think you got some receivers coming back. You know, you got Rodgers and Higgins and don't forget, of course, Renfro, and then you got Travion Thompson, all those guys coming back next year. So they have a good core, some experience coming back at wide receiver this next year.
Yeah, I think that Hyatt was perhaps the most important guy because of what's left behind him. I'm not saying he's the best player. Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant are the best players, but I feel better about Huggins and Pinckney and Jordan Williams and Josh Belk and Jeffries and Robinson and Sterling Johnson. I feel better about those guys replacing Wilkins than I would have about playing Pollard and Ankrum both at the same time, or Jackson Carman having to come play left tackle right off the bat. Remember, you got to replace two starting guards, really one, because Simpson's basically a starter too. So that now, instead of having two big openings on the offensive line, now you have one. You know, Ray and Deion leaving, you know, good for them, but I feel better about knowing that Higgins and Renfro and Rodgers, the guys you mentioned, Overton and Powell and Kendrick and Thompson Chase, those guys coming back there. Even if Farrell and Bryant, I feel with KJ Henry, with Richard Yerging, with Xavier Thomas, with Xavier Kelly, with Rudolph and Register and some of those guys, I feel fine there. Not great, but I feel better there. There's just Mitch Hyatt might have been the most important of the 10 that were considering going pro and they get him back.
Yeah, and I heard you earlier, man, when you said Steve Eames, man, as the offensive coordinator, you said you were like, really, or something like that. Why are you so down on that as coordinator?
Well, here's one thing you say about him. He's been around. Steve Eamesbinger was at Texas A&M and Georgia and Clemson, and he was all over the place. Very early in his career. He's been around. I think that ship has kind of sailed to me a little bit. There's been times where he has had great offenses. There's been times where his offense has just been abysmal. Matter of fact, it went so bad here at Clemson that he had to go back to high school for a couple of years, then got the offensive coordinator's job at Auburn. I didn't think he went great there. Then had to go back to high school again, and then came back to LSU, and has been there now since 2010. But, man, I go back to his college days to the 1991 at Georgia. That was, you know, 25 years ago, 26 years ago, he was offensive coordinator at Georgia. That's Eric Zier years. Those were great years. He had great ones. But since then, has he been around great offenses? I don't know. The A&M years weren't great. I didn't think Clemson years are great. I don't see them having great years through all those things. And the guy's, you know, 60 years old now and hadn't really been an offensive coordinator since he was offensive coordinator in 2016. He was the guy that they replaced to put Matt Canada in there because it didn't go good at LSU in 16. So, I don't know, man. It might work out well for him, but I don't know.
He was a temporary offensive coordinator, but he had to replace Cam Cameron,
man. Yeah, Cameron. When was Cameron's last year there?
16.
Okay. I guess then last full time was 2008 at Auburn, And let me tell you what Auburn did that year, just to make sure of his last year there. Auburn went 5-7 in 2008. That's the last time that he's been offensive coordinator. I don't know. I think that, put it this way, twice, the last two big offensive coordinator gigs he's got, it went so bad he had to go back to high school.
Yeah.
Start all over.
Do you see any more players stay in that class, or do you think most of the rest of the guys will be gone?
We will find out. Really, I think Joseph's coming back. I don't know that for sure. I think Joseph's coming back. We're waiting on four now. We're down to four. Farrell, Bryant, Wilkins. I think and maybe Fields comes back too. I don't know about if he can go pro or Kern or transfer or come back. I don't know. But I think either today or tomorrow that we'll find out something about Farrell, Bryant, and Wilkins. I think Dabo gets back in town today. The players are back in town now. I was told, I can't confirm this, but I was told that those guys went on a vacation together. Farrell, Bryant, and Wilkins might have, and Dexter Lawrence might have gone on a weekend getaway. That might not be bad news for Clemson. I don't know. A lot of rumors are coming back. I don't know, man. I still think it's up in the air. I don't know anybody who does know. Talked to a bunch of people the last 48 hours, and nobody really knows. But we'll see what their decision is. I think in the next 2 days.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. Zach, would you agree with me? The four that have gone, I mean, Deion Kane is going to be drafted in the NFL. And Deion Kane is, I hope, is in the NFL Hall of Fame one day. He had a good career here, not a great career here. To be honest with you, personally, with a 5-star rating coming out of high school, as a high school quarterback too, coming in, maybe we were expecting too much out of Deion Kane. Just personally, again, I hope he goes to the NFL Hall of Fame and makes $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk on this with eggshells. I didn't think you could depend on him. I didn't think, you know, with the suspensions as a freshman, with the drop balls in the last 2 years, the 50-50 balls aren't 50-50. They're 30-70 balls. He doesn't high point the ball very well. Concentration level catch. He's got great. He has elite speed. He will be an absolute underwear Olympics guy at the combine. He'll blow up the combine. If I'm an NFL team, I'm not investing my money in a guy that can't catch a football.
Yeah, those four guys that have decided to take their talents to the NFL or give it a shot at least.
Yeah.
You appreciate, it's the most politically correct way possible. You appreciate their time at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
However, you are grateful for the roster spots that have been opened up.
Yeah. I think Van Smith is the one that, I don't know, he's not going to play in the NFL a long time if he does, but I think Van Smith's the one that you kind of would miss the most. And he might be the least talented of the four.
For depth, right?
Yeah, right.
Because I think there's better players that are going to be on that roster next year in terms of coming along in their experience and
Van Smith was pretty reliable. I mean, you got to remember the Fiesta Bowl interception.
Yeah,
Van Smith had a pretty good career here. I would say that Van Smith overachieved in his career at Clemson.
I would agree with that.
Can you say the same thing about Ray and Deion Kane?
No,
those guys underachieved. Correct.
Those guys had huge expectations on them when they got here.
Yeah,
5-star guys.
They didn't have 5-star careers here.
No.
Again, I want those guys to have great, unbelievable careers. But I'm not investing my money in the two wide receivers. One that fumbles the ball and another one that can't catch football. I'm not investing in that.
If you do, though, it's Deion Kane.
Yeah, I was asked yesterday who was more draftable because they said Martavis Bryant reminded me. Martavis Bryant has that kind of elite speed, too, but he's taller and he kind of high points it better.
Does he?
Better than Deion Kane.
I don't know. They both had questionable hands coming out of
Clemson. No. Two different things. Neither one of them were consistent catching the football.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on a 50-50 ball, on a back shoulder throw, going up and getting the football.
I feel like they maybe threw that to him once here at Clemson. His whole route tree was run straight as fast as you can, and we're going to try to throw it over the top to you.
Pretty much Deion Kane, too, yeah. Except for stop short or go deep. You know, yeah. The little underneath stuff, or we're going deep. I don't think he runs great routes. I don't know. I don't want to bash the kid. Don't take me wrong at all. I'm just saying that, quite frankly, I thought it was so much about what great potential that he had.
Sure.
Same thing with Ray Ray. All this potential, but man, the dropsies. And maybe some NFL teams think that they're going to all of a sudden come in and coach him up. Maybe. And one thing about Bryant, too, I hate to point out a negative. It's okay to point out a negative, though, right?
I don't think there's any problem with it at all.
His maturity level in the NFL, Martavis Bryant, has it worked out okay for him? How immature he was about some stuff? Does it kind of remind you a little Ray Randeon in there, too?
Sure.
Because that's just some stuff you heard from people around here, but some things inside the program, just not all the maturity of handling your business and doing it right.
Sure.
So, you going to invest in that? I don't know, man. I wish him all the luck in the world. Quite frankly, I'd be more excited about Higgins and Overton. More excited about Rodgers and Kendrick. And hopefully, and I'm going to say this, and we'll get more into an hour number two. Zach, this is one of the most, I've thought about this long and hard. I thought about it all year long. But is Clemson wide receiver you right now? It was. Mike Williams was dependable. Artavis Scott was dependable. And a large part of that was because Deshaun Watson threw those guys open.
Sure.
Kelly Bryant's not, never has been, never will be a guy that's going to throw people open. But this is a little bit of a chicken or the egg here. Because you could put some of the lack of production in the passing game on Bryant, sure. That's just not who he is. He had a good, solid year. Much better year than I thought he would have ever had throwing the football. But he's not, you know, he's not Deshaun Watson, obviously. And the other part of it is Mike Williams and Artavis Scott and some of those guys and Jordan Leggett, they bailed Watson out a lot too. And I'm not sure that Deion Kane and Ray-Ray McCloud bailed out Kelly Bryant this year. I would say that it was marred with inconsistency. And if there's one thing I know that this staff values, it is the ability to go into a game plan and to know what they can count on. This is not a... It wasn't a dependable kind of deal there. Short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming straight back to you. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com want to be your mortgage company. They want to be your lender. They want you to call them and get in touch with them at PrimeLendingSC.com. Just start the conversation now. I love the frequently asked questions that you can kind of get into and see exactly some of the things that you might need to know about. Some of the mortgage issues out there. What do you need to bring to a closing? What are the terminology? A lot of times, man, I think sometimes I kind of take for granted I know what something means. And quite frankly, I don't know what it means. And this website does a great job of that. It's local people helping you make local decisions. It is my great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the great team there. Let them take care of you folks like they did me on my last two mortgages I ever signed, hopefully. Let them take care of you there. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. It's Mickey Paul Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Two of our favorite words are good food. Two more are J. Peters. J. Peters is known for good food for any taste. From appetizers to dessert and signature drinks, there is something for everyone. Salads, mouth-watering burgers, steaks, ribs, prime rib and seafood. And for a finishing touch, warm apple cobbler. Are you hungry yet? No matter what you order on the menu, you'll discover amazing flavors and great portions. With locations in downtown Anderson, Exit 19, and Livonia. Be sure to find the one close to you. Big food, good friends, and great times. J. Peters.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you know us here at Scores Jewelers, you know that we don't have sales very often, and when we do, they don't last long. So our store closing moving sale is a huge event for us. This is William Nichols, and I want to thank you for your response to our sale. It has been great. And now to make it even better for you, we are reducing prices yet again. We already have many items marked at 75% off and many more sale priced at 70% off this week, January 8th through the 15th. I have instructed our entire staff to take an additional 25% off all green dotted engagement rings, diamond pendants, and earrings, as well as colored stone jewelry. If it has a green dot on the sales tag, we will take an additional 25% off the already low sale price. This is your chance to save like never before at Scores on that beautiful piece that you've always wanted or on the piece you want to give that special girl. Save up to 75% off, plus take it up to an additional 25% off green dotted items. At Scores Jewelers, huge store closing and moving sale in Anderson and on the web at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Scores Jewelers, between Old Navy and Pier 1 Imports in Anderson.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Keep that one going for me, buddy. Got Neil Lurie join right there.
His father works some days for 14 hours.
I want to let you in a little secret here, Zach.
What's that?
Stevie Wonder, one of my 10 favorites. Top 10.
Is that right?
Yeah. Talent, man. That's talent right there.
Talent.
Mm.
You just can't find that talent anymore.
No, not like that.
You just can't do it. They don't make them like that.
Name one modern artist that's as talented as Stevie Wonder.
None.
There you go.
None of them.
There you go.
They all stink.
I'm not saying they all stink. I'm just saying that guy right there is ultra talented. Zero Res, Extreme Carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they don't use soap, residue, attracting harsh chemicals, harsh detergents. They use empowered water, patented-based water system that just works. It works. It sanitizes your surface. Your carpets stay cleaner longer. They dry faster. They're fluffier. Because this no harsh chemicals, they're pure safety for your family and for your pets. So great folks at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. How about right now, three rooms, $109, free hallway. We mentioned my name, Mickey. Three rooms, $109, free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Lowest prices of the year. So now the holidays are over. Get those carpets clean. 558-7300. 558-7300. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You see there, people texting in about Stevie Wonder. Mark in Clemson said, saw Stevie Wonder, Formula One race last year. He's a legend, no doubt about it.
Did he see it?
Come on, man. That's terrible. I can't believe you just did that. Tim at Christopher Truck says, yeah, Zach, keep the Stevie Wonder rejoin. You're taking requests on rejoins, right?
Oh, yeah.
More Stevie Wonder, bro.
Sure.
Love that guy.
Tweeting at us.
Love that. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Ken Hell through the break in Powdersville. Hey, Ken, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man.
Good.
I want to talk about Austin Bryan a minute here.
All right.
I remember watching the Dabo Swinney show after the Kent State game started the season up. And Dabo was interviewing Austin Bryan as his player profile that day. And he asked him about what his thoughts were about playing pro football. And Austin made the comment that he didn't want to go into pro football. He wanted to get his education, go back home, and start his own business. Has something changed?
Well,
I keep hearing people questioning, is he going in the draft?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that interview, and I hadn't heard that before. I think the lure of professional football, well, the money is phenomenal. If you don't love it, you ought not do it. I didn't hear that interview, so I'm not familiar with that one. Now, there are some guys that have decided, man, put my body through it, the concussions, the knees, the hips, the what I got to put my body through. I don't want to do that. I get that. But the lure of the money – I don't think, you know, fame, whatever. I don't think that. I just think that the money, you know, if he goes and plays a few years in the NFL, man, he got a lot more money to start his own business back at hometown. but I don't know that. I didn't see that interview. I thought it was interesting you said that. I do know that he does value his degree. I've heard him say that before.
Yeah. Well, I remember him saying that because I thought it was awful strange to get a player as he was turned down that kind of money when he said it. And I just don't see him going pro.
Well, we'll see.
After hearing that.
I think Austin Bryant's coming back. Now, that's just a gut feeling. I'll tell you this, Ken. This is strange because, quite frankly, no one knows that I've talked to. And I've talked to a bunch of people this week. And no one knows. I get different variants of different opinions on it. And I don't know anybody who has a consensus. We'll find out in the next 2 days, I think. But I didn't know that about the Auburn interview. I have to go back and try to find more about it. But I appreciate you pointing that out to us.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Ken. Now, the NFL's not for everybody. I get that. It's not just for everybody. I mentioned this. Let me get Bill and Zach, remind me to give a thought about the NFL draft stuff again. Bill's in Anderson. Hey, Bill, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Now, I know you're going to be talking recruiting after 8 o'clock, but I have to go at work at 7:30, so I won't be able to listen then. All the basketball recruiting I've heard this year has always been around Williams out of Spartanburg. Could you sort of review who else has signed or is prospectively going to sign with Clemson for this year?
I will. I'll do that for sure, Bill.
I just haven't heard any of it.
I'll do that right now. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for pointing it out for us. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. The Clemson currently, with the class of 2018, the Tigers, obviously Zion Williamson is the big news, January 20th. We'll find out there. Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Clemson, South Carolina, you know, among the favorites there. The Tigers have signed three players in the fall. John Newman is a 3 or 4 star out of Greensboro, North Carolina, 6'4", 175. He's a 2 guard. He's actually can handle a little bit too, maybe combination guard. Highly thought of guy. That was like Clemson and was it Wake Forest? Clemson, Wake Forest, maybe NC State, maybe. Let me see who he came down to, had offers from. also had offers from Boston College, Georgia Tech, and Virginia and Wake Forest. That was it, not NC State. Virginia and Wake Forest were the two there. He's kind of a two guard and left-handed shooter. Good-looking player. Hunter Tyson is from Monroe, North Carolina, a 6'6 guy, a guy that they were very high on. Maybe not as highly rated as the other two guys, but I think they like him in that David Skara kind of combination 3-4 kind of guy, scrappy guy. Offers from Wake Forest and Tennessee and Michigan and some teams like that. Three-star. According to Rivals.com, the one so far, I think Newman's going to be a good player for him. The one so far that I think they have a lot of hope for is Trey Jemison from Hoover, Alabama. 6'11", 235 with this unbelievable frame on him. And this was Clemson, Auburn, and Alabama. Had Georgia Tech and Georgia, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, some offers like the Vanderbilt, offers like that. I think they found a true diamond in the rough with this guy. Jemison is a big five and shot blocking, big body, nationally developed. I think they're gonna like him an awful lot. Oh, the Newman is 148, so he's a top 150 player, but that's not the altogether. He's the highest of the rated of the ones coming in. So three new guys coming in, a five, a two. A 3/4 and probably a 3 more than anything, and then a 5. So hopefully that's the deal there. 654 Roar, 654-7627. I want to mention this on our. I had a long. Seemingly this week, all I've done is been on the phone, right? And talked to a bunch of different people about this. And I told you this, Zach, and I know I think differently than everybody else. But it struck me in a couple of conversations yesterday, and I think that some of these guys I'm talking to now kind of agree with me a little bit in that I think it is a shame that we have devalued the senior year. I talked about this yesterday, I think yesterday on the show, that when we have our Legends Friday segments, which we're going to start back in February, You heard them. Those were the best years of my life. My friends that I personally have that played the NFL, they enjoyed the money, don't get me wrong, but they really enjoyed the college experience more than the pro experience. I can't say that for every single one of them, but you know what? For the most part, that's the case. When we interview these guys, the pro game, it's a grind, and it's a business, and it usually comes to a pretty doggone unhappy way you're cut, and they understand that. But looking back on it, say, the best years I remember, my glory years, the ones, my fondest memories were the college years. And don't get me wrong, I understand that these guys, you got to support your family, and it is a business. The only reason you go to college is to make money when you get out, right? To better yourself off in your field. I get all that. I know that the bodies are breaking down. I understand that, and I know you got a short time to make it. Man, don't get me wrong. I totally get that. The idea that we won't put any value on a senior year, that we can't wait to get out. That's what it seems like to me. That we go into a college career oftentimes now. You've seen these guys commit now and go, well, for the next 3 years, I'll be playing my football at University of Tennessee. Or I'm taking my talents. The next 3 years, I'm taking my talents too. Why are we such a hurry and a rush to get out of the good times to make it? Yeah, it's money, man. I get it. My wife and I talk about this all the time. Let's do more money. Let's try to do this, start a business here, do this kind of things. I'm not motivated by that. And I know I'm different than some people, but I just find it extremely disappointing that we take a three-year mindset going in. And we already know that the large majority of these guys will never play pro football to begin with. We also already know that when you make it, you're only in for a short amount of time. And if you're cutting somebody at 25 and 26 years old, you're not cutting them because they're too young. I mean, they're too old. But we're going to hurry up and get in there and hurry up and try to make the practice squad team, or hurry up and get a fifth-round draft choice who, quite frankly, a lot of those guys don't even make it past the first year. They don't make it their first year or make it past the first year or more or less try to get that second contract everybody talks about. I just find it disturbing that, boy, We have devalued. We don't put any value at all on senior year and the college football experience.
Why would you go into something with the mindset that you're not going to be the best at it?
Why would you go into something thinking you're not going to be the best for 4 years at it?
Well, if you're the best at it, 3 years is what you're going to do in college football now. That's it.
Do you think...
Why would you go in preparing yourself like, you know what? I'm not going to be this good at it, but I'll be here 4 years. It is what it is. I want to go in saying I'm going to be here for 3 years, be the best I can be. Hopefully, I'm coming out with a first-round draft pick.
All right, so you think you're going into it thinking I'm going to start as a freshman? I'm going to win the Heisman Trophy?
Why not? Those guys are probably getting those promises from those coaches. Why would you not go and set lofty expectations for yourself? Why would you not try to meet goals, rise up to those?
Because I think there's a realistic part of it, too.
Sure.
That a large percentage of the guys don't make it. If you do make it, you're not going to make it for very long.
At that time, though, as a 18, 17-year-old kid, you're not thinking about all that. You're thinking about, I'm going to make it.
But as a junior...
Keep that dream alive.
As a junior in college, and you realize, hey, man, these guys are better than I thought, and I'm looking at my... I'm being realistic with myself.
So that's why you see guys come back.
I have a great quote from Dabo about this coming up, and I'll go ahead and tell you now. He says, it's my job to get them all the information. It's not my job. He said, Clemson University is not going to shut down if anybody goes pro. We're still going to play football around here. It's my job to get them all the information they can, and then they make decisions. He goes, I don't tell kids to come back or to go. I don't tell them to do that. But it's my job to get them information, all the information, and let them make the best decisions for them. But so many times, I don't think guys are getting good information. We'll take a break. We'll call